Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is, you know, when you see these tragedies going on, John, and it's just so devastating to see that. But what's more devastating, and we'll be having, you know, Benjamin Watson on, you'll hear from him, because he just nails it. Yeah. Yeah, the issue is, you know, if you take God out of the schools, out of prayer, out of schools, God out of your community, you take the Ten Commandments out, the very, you know, one of the specific Ten Commandments, only ten, one of them is thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
And then we see, John, people buying games for their kids that's all about killing, like Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. We've talked about that before. We've shown it. You can't even tell the difference between is that real or is that not real.
Watching these movies that glorify murder and crime and just killings, and it's crazy.
There used to be ratings that would prevent that, but now the children are seeing from the beginning of their minds being molded, and people are addicted to that.
And we're shocked when school shootings and things of this horrific nature happen at school or anywhere else.
Well, I think about this. You know, a father would sit there every day and play Grand Theft Auto or something like that in front of his kids. And they're seeing that. And then sends their kids to school who with kids that are doing what he's doing and is surprised that what he's doing in his own home, in the presence of his own family, it doesn't manifest in the schools and in the government, in the community place. And it's like, we've got to make a decision, you know, are we going to deal? And we can't do it ourselves. Understand, this is very important. It's not about mentally figuring this out. It's about us turning to God and say, God, you know, we went wrong. This is wrong what we're doing, and we need your help to come out of this. Because you can't make yourself right, but you can begin to turn to God and begin to make more righteous laws and begin to say, you know what, if you're going to keep a terrorist out of America, why not keep gangs out that have terrorism in there? You know, somebody going around shooting constantly. So this is Governor Bevin.
From Kentucky.
From Kentucky. And he's a great governor.
Things he's doing great. Amazing. Yeah, he shares even before that, you know, as when he went to high school, that a bunch of the students brought guns to school. It's just a different culture, a different time.
It's not the gun. It's what's in the heart.
It's in the heart.
They brought you in Kentucky, you know, being that state. I think they're the first state with no abortion clinics in it. They have one more left, I think, in that particular state.
It's going to be a blessed
state. Let's hear what like John said, there's governors packed in this place in the dining room in the White House. And the President, Donald Trump, is listening to getting feedback from your leaders that you chose over your state, to be able to get some feedback and bless, you know, Governor Bevin's heart as he stands up and says, come on now, this is the real deal. We're really going to do something about it. Let's go to the White House now.
Question? Yes, Matt.
I don't beg to differ with most of what has been said here, but most of what we're talking about are things that are costly, have monetary cost. I do think it's important for us to start at every level with your office, with our respective offices as well, to seize the bully pulpits that we have to talk about the culture in this society. And I would challenge those in the media who would want to mock and ridicule this and would want to say that anybody who advocates for this, to find some fault in that person as a reason why that person should not be the one advocating for a higher level of moral authority or higher mores. To think twice, because these are your children and grandchildren as well. And when we mock and ridicule the very foundational principles that this nation was built upon, where you treat people the way you'd want to be treated, where you respect human life, where you respect the dignity of women and of children and of people who we have increasingly degraded in our society, this culture of death is becoming pervasive. And if it's not addressed by all the imperfect people in this room, with a sense of purpose and a sense of aspiration, I think we're going to see a continued trajectory that's not good. Many things have not changed. There have always been guns, and there were fewer restrictions.
Right.
There have always been guns in homes and fewer rules. It isn't to say that these rules and these restrictions are necessarily bad. But what has changed is what we do or don't do as it relates to acknowledging the value and the dignity of every human life. And when you couple that with the number of psychiatric drugs that are increasingly systemic and that have very severe warnings associated with them related to depression and suicidal thoughts, You put all these things in a mess, and no one among us is bold enough or willing to step up and challenge the fact that this is a problem. This is why it goes unchecked. And I would call on you, sir, as I'm calling on my fellow governors and myself, to seize the opportunities we have to call America to higher action as it relates to our mores.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And that's why we're here. And I think, you know, I don't know if it's going to be mentioned, but you have to also look at videos. They're vicious. You look at some of these videos. I mean, I don't know what this does to a young kid's mind, somebody growing up and forming and looking at videos where people are just being blown away left and right. The Internet, movies. You look at these movies that are out today. I see just by a commercial the level of craziness and viciousness in the movies. I think we have to look at that, too. Maybe we have to put a rating system on that. They have a rating system for other subjects. Maybe we have to do a rating system for that. But it has to have an impact on – it doesn't take many minds. If it was 1% or less, that's a lot. It's all it takes. It just takes one person to do tremendous damage. So I think it's something we have to look at also.
This is crazy, some of the things that we're allowing and that we're doing. I remember the shooting that took place at the Navy base in Washington where – this one man was addicted to playing games of shooting and killing people.
He played for so many hours, he had people bring him food while he was playing.
As he's killing folks virtually, they were bringing him food, and it was just a tragedy. But the next day, after this guy went through this complex, like the game would be, you walk through a hallway, and you start just shooting people, but he was really doing it. It wasn't a game. He was murdering people at the Navy base in Washington. That the next day, I believe it was, the company that owns the guns, owns the games. Listen, the issue is not a gun issue. The issue is the game and the visual issue. But they actually released the new version of it, billions of dollars worth of
games. Hundreds of millions, yes.
Hundreds of millions of dollars the next day. And it's like we're continually feeding this culture of death to our folks. And I remember when I was in law enforcement that we had to train with videos to get us set to know how to react. And we would, you know, virtually shoot. So we were ready to actually shoot the bad guy and not shoot the good guy. And then if we didn't do that, you know, officers didn't train. Under World War I was the same way.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, World War I, you know, they couldn't get the average American to pull the trigger, like to shoot, because there was just, it was so hard to take life. So World War II, what they did, reports are, they put them in the virtual situation where they're seeing, you know, somebody and they're practicing shooting the bad guy. No problem in World War II. Now imagine every single day, John. Every day, fathers, sons, maybe some daughters, and they keep saying, "This is no big deal." This, look. If just think about this, if you stop playing that game, and that prevented the next school shooting, isn't that worth you giving up this lust for murder? And lust for what you want in your life? But think about that. There's other games.
Take it a step further. If it's not that bad, then would you still play the game if you put your loved one's face on that character that you're shooting?
Because someone's loved.
That's right. Yes. Would you put your mother's son, your daughter's face on
children
there
in their schools in Sandy Hook or in down in South Florida that just
Parkland
shootings. When you think about that, these kids are watching those, playing those games. They're getting it inside their DNA, and which means they're thinking it all the time. And ever how a man thinks he is in his heart,
So is he.
So if you're seeing yourself murdering someone every day, and all of a sudden you have a bad day, bad week, you lose your money, you lose your family, you lose all this kind of stuff, or somebody's bullying you, you know, then all of a sudden, what's inside of you? Murder. You know, and if you hated someone in your heart, that's murder. So if you're already hating what's going on and you got murder in you, the issue, just like Governor Bevin's saying, it is not the guns. It's what we're teaching or allowing to take place. And it's a tough thing to make righteous decisions. But isn't it worth, instead of boarding our schools up and making single places of entry and bulletproof windows, let's start dealing with the heart. Let's start saying, you know what, God, we have gone astray. You know, you tell us right up front, you know, we took the Ten Commandments out. But
let's bring the Ten Commandments back. Let's bring prayer back. Yeah. Let's invite God back into our schools. Maybe we won't see these issues.
And it's not like the Ten Suggestions. I mean, the creator of the universe is saying, you'll do good if you'll make my values your priorities.
That's right.
You know, and we try to live up to that, but there was less murder. It's a fact. Yeah.
It's a fact.
So I just want to encourage you right now. You comment below, write to us, let us know your thoughts on this. Also, give a shout out as you're commenting to Governor Bevin taking the stand. And let me tell you this, if you, in your state, This can be done. The barrier, the 4-minute mile has already been broken in Kentucky. In Kentucky, because of Governor Bevin and all the people that are there that are in agreement with this, they now teach the Bible in the schools.
Public schools.
The public schools. So everybody, you know, I've heard superintendents tell me, oh, that would be hard. If you do that, then Satan's going to teach. Like, who's going to be better? Who's going to be bigger? God's bigger than Satan. Don't not teach the kids and the young people about the, if you can put God in your, if you can start an elective in your school where you can teach the Word of God and the kids can choose whether they're going, that's happening in Kentucky. Imagine what it's going to be like when you stand before God and you didn't lift up your office. You say, God, I knew the answer was you. We put the Word in there. Yeah. We weren't fearful of what's going on.
Don't miss your opportunity.
Yeah, because you know your office is going to be, you're going to be done in 4 years, 2 years, 3 years.
That's right.
But you're going to spend eternity saying, you know, what did you do when I allowed you to be in that position of leadership as a governor, as a school superintendent, on a school board, and you were so fearful of lawsuits and what's going on and fearful of the devil. It's like, listen,
fear God.
What the devil's going to do? God always wins. So challenge your leaders. You know, for VFNKB, we talk about the government mountain. Begin to call your leaders and say, if Kentucky did it, then my state can do it. My governor can do it. You know, our school superintendent can do it. Just find out what they did and duplicate it. So comment below, write to us, let us know. And this is a very, very honest moment. You know, I can't wait to hear Benjamin Watson. He just nails this thing. It's a hard issue. How can you know God's not some celestial, you know, slot machine or something, he says. You know, that all of a sudden you push him out of schools, but now crisis hits. And you're going to call on him. Yeah, he answers in a time of crisis, but, you know, we're going out of time. We don't have many time left to be. Listen, write to us. Let us know. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for each and every one of the people that are in our community, God. Touch their marriages, Lord. Help them get the courage to remove these kind of things from their home that's producing a spirit of murder, culture of murder in their home and in their things they have authority over, Father God. Lord, I pray for new ways, not to hold back guns, to hold back the bad news is going into the hearts of man, Father God, and that we would keep our freedoms, Father God. And I pray right now for comfort for those who have lost loved ones because of this murdering spirit in the land, Father God. We pray, Lord, that you heal us, forgive us, Lord. And we decree and we declare by faith that abortion has ended in America, revival is here, and the third great awakening is here. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.